Bad bounces and blocked shots botched the Bombers' try for a sixth straight win Friday night, with Yorkton claiming a 3-1 win. Flin Flon would generate plenty of chances, but the visitors drew first blood, with Brett Butts getting wide open in the high slot and beating Harmon Laser Hume clean with a wrister. The Bombers would have plenty of opportunities, putting up 15 shots in the first to Yorkton 7, but the Terriers escaped the frame with a 1-0 lead. That lead wouldn't last. Midway through the second, Flin Flon would break into the zone on a 3-on-2 rush. Alexi Silvestre dangled out Yorkton goalie Caleb Allen, but couldn't convert. That's where Jackson Martins came in, putting the loose puck into the goal, tying the game. Both teams had great chances go by the wayside. A 3-on-2 for Yorkton would end with a player beating Laser Hume, but not the crossbar. The Bombers, on the other hand, got three power plays in the period and flopped on all three. Both teams were tied 1-1 entering the third. The Bombers buzzed the Yorkton net throughout the third, generating chance after chance, but Allen and the Terriers' defense stood tall. While Yorkton's offense generated few chances, they converted when it mattered most. With 2 minutes to go, a high, looping pass over the neutral zone by Terrier Dylan Ruptash landed in front of Greg Nelson, who beat out two Bomber backcheckers, went on a breakaway and put it through Laser Hume's 5-hole, putting the Terriers ahead late. Laser Hume would be pulled soon after, but the Bombers immediately took a penalty, nullifying the man advantage and kneecapping their comeback hopes. With a man down, Clay Sliva put the final nail in the Bombers' coffin, scoring on Laser Hume, who stayed in the Bomber net late, after a Bomber turnover down low with 15 seconds to go. The shots on goal heavily went Flin Flon's way, outshooting the Terriers 49-20, but the score didn't follow the same trend. Laser Hume had a 17-save showing for Flin Flon, taking the L, while Allen stopped 48 shots on the night. The loss ends Flin Flon's 5-game winning streak and keeps the Bombers tied for second overall in the league, tied with Humboldt with a game in hand with 28 points. The Bombers are still atop the Sherwood Division standings, but are being caught up on by LaRange, who took down first-place Battlefords in overtime Friday and moved to just 1 point back of the Bombers for the division lead. Flin Flon will get a boost next week, as Cole DePero's 2-game suspension is now over. He and the Bombers will be back in action in Nipawin for a road game November 15, then will face the juggernaut Battlefords North Stars on the road November 18-19.